Today's Amud is Chagiga Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, 18 lines up from the bottom, by the words Tfilo in Harif Shemesh Loi. So we're in the middle of discussing the Chumrah that the Mishnah had mentioned about Kachim, that when it comes to Kachim, Kelim HaNigmarim B'Tahara, even if someone finished making the Kli, we said in the Gemara, even a chaver, even a craftsman who's a chaver, who finishes making a kli, the halacha is that when it comes to kachim, he has to tovel the kli. The reason is because we're concerned that perhaps the spit of an amaretz fell onto the kli. Now, amaretz is tame, and a spit would also be tame, and maybe that's matame the kli. The Gemara said, when are we concerned that the spit fell on the kli? After the kli was finished, the chaver is makbid. He's careful to make sure nothing tamei touches the kli. Before he finishes the kli, it's not a shame kli, it's not makabel tuma. The Gemara had said that when it comes to kachim, we're chayshish for a slightly far-fetched chashash, but we're chayshish that maybe spit fell onto the kli before the kli was finished. Even though it's not metame the kli at that moment, but maybe then once the kli is finished, the spit was still there and it was still wet, and now it's metame the kli. So because of that, even if you have a chaver that makes a kli, if it's a kli that's for kachim, he has to tovel it before he uses it. By truma, we're not chayshish for this, but by kachim, we're chayshish. Now says the Gemara that the Mishnah had said that the kli shenigmar b'tahara, it needs tefillah. So the Gemara's medayik that tefillah in harif shemesh loy, the only thing kelim anigmar b'tahara require, the chumrah is that it requires tefillah. You need to tovel it, and then you could use it, but you could use it right away. You don't have to wait until Harav Shemesh. Typically, when something's tameh, so it goes into the mikvah, and it only fully becomes tar once there's Harav Shemesh, once it's nightfall. However, when it comes to these kelim anigmar b'tahara, the Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah, that kelim anigmar b'tahara, it requires tefillah, but you don't need to wait until Harav Shemesh. So the Gemara says that masnis and deloy ker b'liyazer. If we make this diik, so it's going to come out that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara has a raya that according to Rabbi Eliezer, kelim anigmarim b'tahara, it needs tefillah and also harif shemesh. So this is our Mishnah says that it requires tefillah, which is mashma only tefillah. It does not require harif shemesh. That's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Now where do we see that Rabbi Eliezer holds kelim anigmarim b'tahara requires tefillah and also harif shemesh? Did not. We learned in the following Mishnah, Meseches Para, the background of the Mishnah, is that the Tzedukim, they believed that just like everything else, it only becomes fully tar once you have Harif Shemesh. So too, when it comes to using things for the Para Aduma, if someone, or if something, if a kli being used, or a person being used in the process of the Para Aduma is Tameh, he has to go to the mikvah, or the kli has to go to the mikvah, and then you have to wait until Harif Shemesh before it could be used for the Para Aduma. However, Chazal have a drasha from the Psukim that it's not true that when it comes to the Paraduma, ironically, you actually do not need to wait until Harif Shemesh, even though Paraduma is like generally the most chamer out of all the different things, Kachim and Chuma and everything else. But with regards to this, there's actually a kula that we find in the Torah that once a person or a kli that's being used goes to the mikvah, so then it could be used for the Paraduma, you don't need to wait until Harif Shemesh. Now, in order to show not like the Tzedukim, again, the Tzedukim believe that you need Harif Shemesh just like every other area of Tyra of Tama. So the Tzedukim believe that by the Paraduma as well, you needed to wait until Harif Shemesh. To show not like the Tzedukim, Chazal purposely instituted at different places in the Paraduma process that we use Tameh Kalim, a Tameh person who goes to the mikvah and doesn't wait until Harif Shemesh. We purposely use things that are Tameh that went to the mikvah and don't wait until Harif Shemesh to show not like the Tzedukim. So now, here we have a mission that says like this. You have a tube that's being used to store the mechatas, the paraduma, ashes, the waters. And now again, we want it to be that it's Tameh without Harif Shemesh. So this person just made the kli. He just made the shveiferes to hold the chatas. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Yitvo Miyad. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's perfect. This kli is already tameh because the halacha is kelim anigmarim b'tahara. It needs tefillah. So meaning we consider kelim anigmarim b'tahara to be tameh when it comes to kachim, kol shekein when it comes to paraduma. Paraduma is more chamer than all the other categories of tuma, of kachim and truma. Paraduma was the most chamer. So if kelim anigmarim b'tahara are considered considered tame with regards to kachim, kol shekin, they're considered tame when it comes to paraduma. So Rabbi Eliezer says, perfect, this person just made the kli for the paraduma, so just put it into the mikvah right away, and we won't wait until Harav Shemesh, and we'll use it for the paraduma, and like that we have our hecker. Rabbi Yeshua says that no, yitma v'acher kach yitpo. It's not enough that it's a kli shenigvar b'tahara, we'll see why not. Rabbi Yeshua says that instead what you have to do is you have to be metamed the kli, be metamed the shveiferes, and afterwards, after you're metamed, now it's tummy, now you'll put it in the mikvah, you won't wait until Harav Shemesh, and it's perfect, and like that you'll have a heker that will showing, not like the tzeduke. Now, Vavinim, but we asked the Shaila on this machlekes, on how to understand it. The chadcha man, who exactly cut the shveiferes? Ilem with the chadcha chaver, if it was a chaver that cut it, said laman li tefillah. How could, it doesn't require tefillah, how could Rabbi Eliezer say, just put it into the mikvah. It's not tame. You should have to be metame at first. Right now it's not tame. It was nigmar b'tahara. A chaver made it. Now again, we already had a shakla v'tahara before in our Mishnah that we show that it does require tefillah, and we'll get to that soon over here, but the Gemara is just going through the steps. So if it was the chaver that made the kli, so then it's completely tar. Why would Rabbi Eliezer say that it helps to just put it into the mikvah? Rather, we're talking about, and the Ama Aretz was the one who made the kli. In such a case, where an Ama Aretz made the kli, Rabbi Yeshua says that you have to first be metamet before you put it into the mikvah. Hatame v'kai. It's already very tame. Ama Aretz made it. It's not just kelim anigmar and b'tahara. It's full-fledged tumma. We know an Ama Aretz is the one who made it, and Ama Aretz is tame, and if he touched it, so then the kli v'shor is tame. So what's the shaila? Why would Rabbi Yeshua say to make it tame first and then put it into the mikvah? It's already tame. V'amar Rabbi Bar Shila. So Rabbi Bar Shila, Amar Rav, Amar of Masna, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel explained that la'ilam d'chot chachaver. Really, it was a chaver that's the one who made the kli. And the reason why it still requires tefillah is mishum tzinayra d'ama aretz, is because of the spit of the ama aretz that might have fallen onto the kli. Now the Gemara asked, the Nafal Emas, when do you think that maybe the spit of the ama aretz fell onto the kli? Ilema mikami delichtecha, before the man cut it, before the chaver cut it, halav manahu, it wasn't yet a kli, it didn't have a shame kli, it's not mikabul tuma. Ve'ela basar dechadcha. So it must be, we're concerned, that maybe the spit of the Ama Aretz fell onto the Shveiferes after it was cut, after it was made into a kli. But that can't be either, because Mizar Zahir Ba, for sure the Chaver is very careful about this. So the Gemara says, Elo'ilo mikami delichtecha, really what the concern is that the spit of the Ama Aretz fell onto the kli before it was cut, and it wasn't yet a kli. But Dilma be'inna dechadcha adayin lachahi, but maybe when the Chaver cut it, the spit was still there and it was wet. So that's the case. So that's why it requires tefillah, because we have this chashash. So Rabbi Eliezer says, right away, just put it into the mikvah, and you have your heker. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you have to first be metameh. So now, bishlama l'Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, I understand. Again, we made a diak before from our Mishnah, that even though it's true, kelim hanigmarim b'tahara, we have this chashash with the Ama Aretz and the spit, getting onto the kli before it was a kli, and this and that. Even though it's true we have this chashash, the halacha is that kelim Nigmar and Betara, they only require tefillah. It does not require Harav Shemesh. So that's going to be problematic over here. Because being that, anyways, it doesn't require Harav Shemesh, so then what heck are we making? Again, by the Parah Aduma, we want something to be Tameh, we're going to put it into the mikvah, and we're not going to wait till Harav Shemesh. We're going to show the Tzedukim are wrong. We're not going to wait till Harav Shemesh. If the thing doesn't require Harav Shemesh, Lekuli Alma, so then we're not really making a hecker, because this thing doesn't require Harav Shemesh. So if our Diag is correct in the Mishnah, that Kelim Adigmarim B'Tahara, it only requires tefillah, and it does not require Harav Shemesh, so Rabbi Eliezer is not really making a hecker. So says the Gemara like this, we'll read it inside now. That bishlama l'Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua's shita makes a lot of sense. He says to be metame at first, and then put it into the mikvah. Hainu diika hakeru l'tzedukim. And in this way, we have a hecker, because being that you're going to be metame, and then you're going to put it into the mikvah, and you're not going to wait till Harav Shemesh, and this is a regular case of tumah, which requires Harav Shemesh, so you're not going to wait till Harav Shemesh, so you're showing not like the Tzedukim, you're showing that Parah Adumah does not require Harav Shemesh, so that's perfect. And where do we know that we want to make a heker? Not like we learned in the Mishnah, that Metamin Hayu Es HaKayin Asari Ves HaParah, they used to bedafka be metame the kohen who was in charge of burning the parah aduma. They would dafka take a sheretz and be metame him lahaitzim liban shel tzedukim in order to show not like the tzedukim. We wanted to be metame him and have him go to the mikvah and not wait till erev shemesh to show not like the tzedukim. Shahayu aimrim, the tzedukim would say b'muuriv shemesh haisanasis, that the parah aduma could only be done through a person that waited until erev shemesh. So you see that there's this concept that we want to make a hacker. So bishlam, according to Rabbi Yeshua, when we make this tube, so we purposely take a sheretz and we're metame the tube, and like that you put it into the mikvah, you don't wait till Erev Shemesh, and you have a heker to show not like the tzedukim. Elul Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, if we're going to say that bishlama ba'alma being in Erev Shemesh, so if you would say that kelim ha'nigmar in bitahara, it's not enough just to put it into the mikvah, you also need to wait until Erev Shemesh, so then fine, hanudika ekeru l'tzedukim, so then perfect, and then over here we do have a hacker, because you're going to put it into the mikvah, and you're not going to wait until Erev Shemesh. Kelim ha'nigmarim b'tahara, if the halacha would be that it requires Erev Shemesh, so then in the chanami. So then Rabbi Eliezer has a heker, because he's using a kli shenigmar b'tahara, and he's putting it into the mikvah, and he's not waiting until Erev Shemesh. So perfect. Eli amrit ba'almoloi being in Erev Shemesh, but if you say the halacha always by kelim ha'nigmarim b'tahara, is like it's mashma from our Mishnah, that it only requires tefillah. It doesn't require Erev Shemesh, so then maya kebra l'tzadukanika. So then there's no hacker that we're making over here for the tzedukim. It must be, and then we need it to be that everyone's making a hacker. So it must be that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that generally kelim ha'nigmarim v'tahara, it's not just enough to put it into the mikvah. You have to wait until Erev Shemesh. So now by this kli shenigmar v'tahara for the parah aduma, we're not going to wait until Erev Shemesh, and we have our hacker that we're showing not like the tzedukim. So that's what you have to say for Rabbi Eliezer, in which case it comes out that Rabbi Eliezer is not like the Tan of our Mishnah, because the Tan of our Mishnah is meduyik that you only require tefillah, you don't need to wait until Erev Shemesh. If that would be the case, there's no hacker over here. To which the Gemara says that it's not true. The Gemara says that it could be in general, Rebbe Eliezer holds like our Mishnah. It could be really Rebbe Eliezer agrees that when it comes to Kachim and you have a Klisha, Nigmar B'Tahara, so the only thing that you need to do is tefillah. You don't need to wait until Erev Shemesh. Really, that's Rebbe Eliezer Shita is like the Tan of our Mishnah. So then what's the hecker over here? If Rebbe Eliezer holds Kelim HaNigmarim B'Tahara never need Erev Shemesh, so then what's the hecker over here that we're not being like Tzedukim? The answer is that over here we're discussing Parah Aduma. And by Parah Aduma it's more Chamer. By Kachim you only require Tefillah, you don't need Erev Shemesh. But by Parah Aduma it's more Chamer, it's Mamish Tami, it even needs Erev Shemesh. Amar Rav, Rav explains that Asu Kitmei Sheretz, that when it comes to Tchatos, when it comes to Parah Aduma, so then they made Kalim Shenigmarim B'Tahara, they didn't just make it Tameh because of the spit of an Amaretz, they made it Tameh like the Tumah of a Tmei Sheretz, that it requires Tfilah, it requires Erev Shemesh, it's the real deal, it's Mamish Tameh, and therefore we have a Heker, even though it's true it's the same type of Din, it's Kalim Shenigmarim B'Tahara, but by Chatas we made it more Chamer, we made it Mamish like a Tmei Sheretz, and that's why really it should require Erev Shemesh, and we're not going to give it Erev Shemesh. That shows the hacker that we're not being like the tzedukim. However, ask the Gemara, if it's true that this tube, we give it the status of Tumas Sheretz, so Tumas Sheretz, a Sheretz is an Avatuma. When the Sheretz touches the tube, when it touches the Shveferes, so the Shveferes becomes a Rishon Latuma. So now ask the Gemara, Elamiata, if it's true that we make it like a Tmei Sheretz, so now the tube is a Rishon Latuma. So if so, loy titame adam. So then if so, the tube, the shveferes, should not be able to be metame a person. Because if it's a rishon l'tuma, a rishon, only an ava tuma can be metame a person. A rishon l'tuma does not have the ability to be metame a person. So Allah matanis, and how is it that we learned in the braisa that chaitcha umadbila, when the person cuts the shveferes and he puts it into the mikvah, the one who's dealing with the shveferes, ton tefillah, he himself requires tefillah, the cutter himself requires tefillah, the craftsman requires tefillah. So you see that the shveferes is metame the person. If it's only tmei Sheretz, if it's only a Rishon L'tuma, so then how is it metame the person? The Elos, so says the Gemara, okay fine, we'll just slightly adjust our Teretz, then not that they made the Shveferes like a Tamei Sheretz, rather Asu Ketamei Mace. They made it like a tube which became Tamei from a mace. A mace is an Avi Avaisa Tuma. The thing that becomes Tamei from the mace, it itself is an Avatuma. So now the Shveferes is an Avatuma, and that touches a person, so that's why it's metame the person. However, yachi, if so, it's not enough just for the person to go to the mikvah. If so, that we're viewing the person as if he became tamei from the maize, from Tumas maize, yachi tiboi hazoa shlishi v'shvi. So it's not enough just to go to the mikvah. He should require shlishi v'shvi. Alamatanya chaydchu madbila ta'an tfila. But why is it, how is it that that we learned in the Braisa that the one who cuts it, he requires tfila, which is mashma tfila in hazoa shlishi v'shvi loi. He only requires tfila. He doesn't require haza ashlishi v'shvi. So says the Gemara, Ella asu k'tmeimeis b'shvi ishalai. We make it like a t'meimeis on the seventh day, so that's why it's the time of the person, but he does not require haza ashlishi v'shvi. That's how we could explain everything. That's why really it should require Harav Shemesh, and Rabbi Eliezer has a heker. That's why it's the time of the person, but the person only requires tvila. He doesn't require haza ashlishi v'shvi. Now ask the Gemara though a kash on this. You're telling me that we made it like a tmei mace on the shvi, v'hatani, but we learned in the Braisa, that mi'aylam le'chitchu davar bepara. Even though it's true that Chazal made many chumrois, many kulois, when it comes to para aduma, they made really, it's because we're so makel, because we try to use someone who's tamei to do the para aduma, because we want to show nalik the tzedukim, because we use tamei kalim to show nalik the tzedukim, that we use tamei kalim that went to the mikvah, and we don't wait till Harav Shemesh, so because we have all these kulas, so Chazal actually also made a lot of chumras in order to counteract the person's getting the wrong idea that, oh, paraduma is very kal, because we see we're using all these kulas, so we actually also, Chazal also made a lot of chumras to sort of balance out a person's perspective of paraduma. So now, says the Braisa, that even though it's true we made all these different chumras, like for example, we made the Shveiferes Tame, it's Metame the person, it's like Tame Meis on the Shvi Shaloi, so this is a chumra that we made. Why do we make this chumra? So that a person shouldn't treat paraduma lightly. Now it says the Braisa that me'ayilam lechitshu davar bepara. With all the chumras that Chazal made by paraduma, they never made a chiddush. They never made something which is something that you don't find such a thing. And therefore, the Gemara is asking Akasha, then how can you say that we made it like a tmeimeis on the shvi shalai? There's no such thing. That's something that doesn't exist. So the Braisa says that they never made a chiddush when it comes to the paraduma. So how could you say that that's the mechanics? So Amar Abaye explains that no, you're misunderstanding the Braisa. When the Braisa says like chidshu davar bepara, it doesn't mean that they didn't make any chidushim. What it means is as we're about to see, it means that they didn't make anything which is tar, and they said, oh no, it's really tameh. They didn't mamish change the rules of tumah and tahara. Shloi amru kordai mitame maishav. They didn't establish that a kordam, which is an axe, that all of a sudden it has tumas maishav. Maishav is something which becomes tame if someone, let's say, it's like such as a zav, sits on a chair, so the chair becomes tame maishav. They didn't make it that an axe could become tame maishav. As in the reality, as we're about to see, an axe can never become tame with tumas maishav. Tumas maishav is only relevant by a kli that's miyuchud for yeshiva. It has to be something which is designated for sitting. An axe is generally not sat on, so that wouldn't be shayach to tumas maishav. So as a baye, that's what the braisa means. That lechitchu davar bepara means that they didn't make any sort of new tumah, such as making it that an axe has tumas maishav. K'detanya, like we learned in the Braisa, meaning how do we know that an axe is not shayach to tumas maishav? It's k'detanya, like we learned in the Braisa, v'hayoyshev ala kli. The pasuk says that one who sits on a kli, so it becomes tamei maishav. So yachol kafa sa v'yashav aleha. I might think if you take a measuring cup that measures a sa and you sit on it, or you take a tarka v'yashav aleha, you take another type of measuring cup, a different measure of a tarkov, and you sit on it, yay tameh. So I might think if a zav sits on one of these measuring cups, he's metameh with tumas maishav. Tamalaymar, to that the Torah says, v'hayyoshev ala kli asher yeshev olav yitma. It says it's not just he sits on a kli, he has to sit on a kli, so asher yeshev olav yitma. The thing that he sat on becomes tameh, but it doesn't say asher yashav olav tameh. It doesn't say the thing that he sat on becomes tameh. It says asher yeshev olav. Yeshev has the mashmais. It's something that is sat on. So the kli that is sat on and he sat on it, it becomes tameh. So it has to be a kli that is sat on. Mishum yuchad liyeshiva. We darshan from here that the only thing that shayach to tumas meishav is a kli that's miyuchad, that's designated for sitting. Yatzazeh, excluding these different measuring cups. Sha'aymrim loy, we tell a person who's sitting on a measuring cup, we tell him, amoyd, get up, v'nasa melachteinu, we have some work to do. So anything that's not miyushav liyeshiva is not shayach to tumas meishav. Says Abaye, avada, there are chidushim in the halachis of paraduma. What the Raisa means when it says it means that they didn't go completely against the rules. They didn't say that an axe, something like an axe, could be metame with tumas meishav because it's completely not shayich. That's all the Raisa means. But avada the archidushim and this shrei feres, they made it tame like a tmei meis b'shri ishalai.